This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
A fresh perspective on farming in America. This is the American Family Farmer from the Good Day Perspective. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer. Was bottling milk when I was a youngster, kept bottling milk. I've sold a lot of things on my farm, been around cows all my life. And with that perspective, I became perplexed with what's going on the American Family Farm. And because of my broadcasting background, it was suggested to me by several different sources that it would be a good idea for me to take my expertise in broadcasting, my expertise in farming, and put together this radio hour, which is aimed at helping those people who are American family farmers, who have ag businesses, the locavores, who are this time of year especially very active in searching out the farm and farmer that produces the great stuff that inspires us to eat well. There are a lot of people who are talking about the Senate bill to change the labeling. That's something we may talk about, in fact, with the person who spends time with us during most of this hour, a gentleman who's a mentor to young farmers. I'm always looking for ways to solve problems. And there's a big thing now. Where are the next generation of farmers going to come from, and who's going to get them there? Jesus Cuesai is a fellow from Waukegan, Illinois, introduced to farming after his junior year in high school, applied for a summer job with a farm in Lake County, and other people that were there working with him helped to inspire him. So we'll pick up the story there. Jesus, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be on.
Well, you're a guy. Let's see, how old are you now?
I'm 25 years old.
25, okay. So at what age did you become aware that there were choices when it came to the food that you ate?
Well, I think at the age of 17, 18, I was still in high school, as you mentioned. I was a junior. To be quite honest with you, when I first found out about this job, I had absolutely no idea what I was getting myself into. I was definitely interested in applying for a job. However, I was just doing it, to be quite honest with you, I was just doing it because I needed a job, not because I was interested in agriculture. And I was very intrigued with the idea that there's a farm where I currently live. I had absolutely no idea that in a city of 90,000 people, very small city, there'd be a farm. But like I said, when I applied for the job, I went in for an interview, and and the rest is history.
All right, so you became a part of the landscape because you needed a job, but it quickly, you've had the same experience that most people have when they get around agriculture, whether it's animals or whatever it is that's in the air, for lack of a better expression. There's something in the air when you go to a farm, whether you've had the background or whether you haven't, that just it captivates you. It just brings you in. I think that's, there's not a lot of money to be made in farming today, the way the government and the big collusion connections between big ag, they force people like you and me to either get out or not like what we're doing anymore. In this circumstance, you found something. So when was the switch flipped for you? What were you doing when you realized you knew that this was going to be it for you?
Well, to be quite honest with you, on my first day of my first day with Green Youth Farm as a farm student, I quickly realized it was going to be a very different experience. So, as you can imagine, lots of lots of teenagers first start off working at a retail, or so for example, I also worked at a theme park when I was in high school. So that compared to farming is completely different, and also the the kind of support that I received right off the bat was also very how should I put it? I knew it was going to be completely different.
Inspiring.
Inspiring, of course.
And, well, getting around again, the feel of the dirt, and that's the soil, the having the animal, it just is a great place to grow up. I found it that way. I didn't grow up, my parents are not farmers. I grew up in an area where there were farms, and I went to the farms to work as a kid because I found myself needing to get away from home, and meeting the cows was my way out. And I don't know what I would have done. I don't know where my life would have gone had I not found the cows.
Exactly. And I can definitely relate to that. So, for example, when I first started working for Municipal Harvest Youth Farm, I had absolutely no idea that carrots came out of the ground. I had absolutely no idea how potatoes were grown, or Swiss chard, peppers. I had absolutely no idea how to grow food at all. But, again, not to sound redundant, but I knew that this was going to be a completely different experience, and I was very inspired to work hard, to learn as much as possible, to learn about how it is that food gets from point A to point B.
Well, this is about, from as I look at your story and I listen to you, I can see that you're a team leader. You're a team sort of person, but you bring leadership to the team. So let's pick up there in a moment. We'll pause as we have this conversation about mentoring young farmers from a fellow who was mentored himself and is fairly young at this point. He's on the right track, though, in my estimation, Jesus Cuesi. Here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Tecron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tankful.
More at videopump.tv and Lauren Fix.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
All right, 16 change past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jesus Cuesta, who is a mentor, started his first job on the farm, Green Youth Farm, worked with 25 others planting and maintaining and harvesting. This was in Waukegan. You said you didn't know in your community there was a farm. How big was this farm?
Right. So the farm site that I and along with my coordinator manage is 1.25 acres.
Wow. So yeah. How does that compare to what you're doing now? Fast forward to where you're working now. Where are you this summer? Where are you right now?
So I'm actually still with Green Youth Farm. So I started up as a crew member. This was when I was in high school about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I worked I was very inspired. I really was intrigued, especially in the production aspect of farming. I really wanted to delve into how I can grow more food and to be able to supply produce to local communities that are considered food deficit. For example, North Chicago and Waukegan, which is the two small cities that the farm is situated in between. So North Chicago is considered a food desert, and I was very intrigued to learn more about production, how we can increase our yield.
Let me interrupt you for a second. The term food desert will not be familiar to some. Tell us what is meant by, I know what it means, but I want you to explain to everybody else what it means to find or not find food in the food desert.
Yes, absolutely. So a food desert is a location deemed as it's a location, a city that does not have a supermarket or does not offer healthy and affordable produce to its community members.
So let's figure out what is different. Is it the people? I mean, you grow the same things at this farm that everybody else grows. So why is it that people want the produce that comes from your farm? What is there about it that is different? Or is it the same and you just market it differently? You tell people your story about how you're mentoring youngsters, because the people you have working on the farm are people who were just like you were when you were 17, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and so we've been around for almost 14 years. This is our 13th season. And so the past decade, we've learned quite a lot of what the community wants. So every single year we adjust our crop plan and we try to grow things that the community asks for. So for example, our community is a predominantly Latino and African American community. So of course we grow vegetables that appeal to this demographic area. We grow cilantro, we grow all kinds of peppers. We have hot peppers. We also grow collard greens and mustard greens. So again, not only is this a job readiness program for our students, but again, we also want to make a name for ourselves, so to be the kind of one that a lot of people can rely on.
Right. Hold on a second. Hold that thought. Jesus Cuesta is with us on the American Family Farmer at 21 after the hour.
We Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The hour. Some more time with Jesus Quesay from the Green Youth Farm in Lake County, Illinois. Actually, I want to know what the connection is, Jesus, to the Windy City Harvest Youth Farm. Are they one and the same, or are you working in two different areas?
No, so we recently just rebranded. So we used to be known as Green Youth Farm, but a few years back, we rebranded. So we became Windy City Harvest, and the reason why we did that is because we have several other sites down in Chicago. So we have three urban sites, and and we also wanted to reflect that again. We serve the city in Chicago, not only Chicago, but again also the Lake County area, which is just the county just north of Cook County.
All right, so you have 80 or 90 teenagers that come in this summer, for example. A lot of them from the inner city who are working there. Are you teaching them? How many of these people that you work through the system are likely to become farmers like you? Is that the intent, to try to get everybody to become a farmer as they go through school? Or do you see somebody and you want to mentor them because you know they have what it takes?
Right, absolutely. So our main goal is to prepare our farm students for the real world. Again, this is a job readiness program, so we teach our students everything from practical horticultural skills to business skills. So knowing how to everything from seeding to harvesting, from selling the produce to the local community farm stand, to public speaking skills, and these are skills that we also want to integrate in their everyday workday here at the farm, so they also get to work among them with themselves, among their peers, to problem solve and to work in a efficient ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you teaching the children how to prepare the food as well as grow it? Is that part of the process here?
Yes, absolutely. So we also have our students go to the Lake County Health Department, which is to the WIC program, which stands for Women, Infants, and Children. This is a government-funded program. We've had this partnership with the Lake County Health Department over the past 10 years. So what our students get to do is, on a weekly basis during the summer programming, they get to go to these offices and they teach women how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, how to prepare meals for their toddlers and newborn infants. So the students, they get to go to the offices and get cooking demonstrations with the vegetables that they get to grow at our farm site. So they get to take crops such as turnips, carrots, Swiss chard, or even beets, cucumbers. This is a great opportunity for our students to also have that connection with their own community. Mm-hmm. And it's an eye-opening experience for our students to realize that there are people out there.
One of the things that I like to do here, and I think that you pointed this out well in the time we spent together, is where the next generation comes from, how do we inspire them. You have students here that have no idea, like you did, of where the food comes from, how it's grown, but you see, you can acclimate. You can. A lot of farmers, I say to them, hire people, just because they don't have farm background, hire them anyway. They may be the person that takes over your farm in the future. I think that that's something that's overlooked a lot. So the website, chicagobotanic.org/urban-agriculture, you can find out more about how this works. So if you're somebody listening to this program in an urban environment, there's a lot of inspiration at that website and from Jesus Quaysay with his program. Jesus, thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer. It's 28 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week at this time to overview some of the problems that those of you who are small family operated, family farmers, the people that are in ag businesses that have small businesses but they have an agricultural background, and the people who are hobby farmers, a lot of things going on in those worlds that are difficult to deal with. So we're here with suggestions on how you might want to approach certain common problems. We invited Rachel Armstrong, who's the founder of Farm Commons, to be with us on this part of the program. Her passion for farming goes back to the days when she said, quote, "I want to be a farmer when I grow up." I think I said that too, as a matter of fact. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what is Farm Commons? The website farmcommons.com. What do you do to help farmers?
Well, Farm Commons is dedicated to helping farmers understand how the law affects their operation. And we really focus on folks who are selling direct to consumer and pursuing some of the more alternative agricultural markets that that folks are exploring these days. So we go through a whole range of legal issues that folks might encounter as they start and run their farm business.
Would you say that you're wrapped up in the so-called locavore movement? You're familiar with that term?
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely touch on that. Yeah. There are some fascinating legal issues that come along with selling directly to the consumer, and it's a legal area that's a bit underdeveloped. There aren't a lot of attorneys who focus on these issues, so it can be a brave new world in some ways.
Why is it not developed? Because it's just expanding, or because there haven't been any lawsuits, or because lawyers haven't looked at it enough to figure out how they can make a buck? It could be any one of those things, brother.
Yeah. You know, we think of direct-to-consumer farming as, you know, the most ancient form of commerce that, yep, that we might have. I mean, haven't we always bought from farmers? But when you think about it, much of the case law, much of the law that we have has evolved over, the past 60, 80 years? That's also the same time frame in which farmers were moving away from direct-to-consumer. So the body of law that we have really doesn't reflect that reality of farming. It's really geared more towards what we understand to be the conventional farm today.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what Farm Commons does, again, the website is farmcommons.com. What is it that people need the most? When you talk about the small family farmer, that unit, or the ag businesses, maybe even the hobby farmers, where do most of the problems arise?
I see a lot of issues arise just with risk management. So what are some of the bad things that could happen to my business, and how do I deal with them? A lot of the ways farmers deal with these issues is insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding how insurance works, when you need it, that's a key area of our work. And farmers are looking for another source of information aside from just their insurance agent. And that's not to knock insurance agents. They're incredibly important and are a partner in the team. But farmers are rightfully skeptical of anyone who's trying to sell them anything. So I help farmers understand, you know, the role that insurance plays and how to make that decision. Considering, you know, we don't have a ton of extra money to throw around, and we need to be, you know, very diligent about the risk management strategies we take. Insurance is just one way that we help farmers manage risk. We talk a lot about employment laws. These can be sticky, difficult to understand, paperwork burdensome. So, I help farmers break that down so that they can move forward with some confidence in understanding their employment law obligations.
How much
the list goes on.
How much pushback? Let me interrupt for a second, because I want to know about pushback. Pushing back, government programs are most often not aimed, in my estimation, at really helping the situation. They help the government get bigger and stronger, and we find ourselves battling with the government, using our money to fight our money, in a sense. There are some things over the years that have been observed that need to be fixed. But most of us who are doing this, I'm a dairy farmer, and I'm really tired, frankly, of the government. I'm tired of being told that I'm wrong when I'm not. I'm tired of having people who don't know what they're talking about tell me what I need to do. So I basically gave up on selling. I had raw milk dairy farm, and I just said, enough. But there are plenty of people who are doing all kinds of things that are running into these, and they need people like you, because now there is a lawyer that works for the government, and he says to you, you can't do this. And you know, he's interpreted the law one way, but you as a lawyer might interpret the law some other way, and so might the farmer. So unless you can stand up against the people who say this is what you have to do, when in fact that isn't really what you have to do at all, they run rampant and scare a lot of people. And they're not your friend. That's the way I read it anyway. Maybe once in a while it would be great if somebody came in from the government and said, I'm here from the government and I'm going to help you. We all laugh out loud at that. Wouldn't it be great if, in fact, they were there to help? But that's not really what most people see. And so I wonder whether you get involved in some of the things like the water, the whole business of legislation, safe waters, all of that sort of thing, the encroachment on farmland, more and more, what's a wetland. Do you get into those sorts of issues? And if so, how do you work with the farmers to solve them?
Right, right. Great question. Farm Commons takes a proactive approach. We understand that sometimes bad things happen and folks need emergency help now when problems have already developed, but we feel we can have the most impact when we help farmers understand what the rules are beforehand. Then we're in the best possible position to be proactive and to, if there's a government agency that doesn't agree with our interpretation, we have a better chance of convincing them of that when there's not an enforcement action that's happening. When we can say, hey guys, it looks like a little bit of confusion here. You know, can we talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, you know, discuss what might be the preferred approach? Once things get adversarial, you know, the lines start to be drawn.
Yep.
And that's not always the best position for the farmer to be in. So we focus on creating dialogue and understanding about what the law says right now. Now, we're a non-political organization, so when farmers get upset about that, we say, all right, well, you know what to do. That's, you know, that's not what, we don't help express that anger, but you know where to go. There's folks out there who will help you do that. Learning what the law says now is the very first step to solving some of the problems that that folks encounter, and figuring that out before we're in an adversarial position.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that are becoming most common issue? We'll pause for a second. I want to get back to some of the specifics about circumstances. Again, I'm thinking about the water legislation, what we have to do for that. And also, now that there are drones around, what sort of legal issues are they going to, if somebody wants to hire a drone, buy a drone to use to crop dust, for example, what kind of a minefield is that? We're having a conversation with Rachel Armstrong, who's the founder of Farm Commons, website farmcommons.org. Back with Rachel in a moment. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you've got toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day too.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give $1 to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Tecron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tankful.
More at videopump.tv and Lauren Fix.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Rachel Armstrong runs the Farm Commons website, farmcommons.org. Our aim here in this program every week is to spend an hour overviewing some of the problems that many of you, many of us have in trying to break through, whether it be government, difficulties, some of the big commodities, people that are trying to buy your products, whether dealing with the people who come to your farm, maybe they fall down and they hurt themselves, so they want to sue you. But because there's so many lawyers, this is a great place to go try to, you know, the people that own a lot of land, everybody think, oh, wow, that guy's got a lot of money. Look at all the land he's got. There may be a heavy mortgage on that, but people aren't thinking necessarily. They just want to take. Do you think that's part of it, just the whole litigiousness of our society? Never mind farming, just in general, Rachel.
Gosh, that is a heavy question. I think that yes, in some ways, we do have a bent towards litigation, but I also think in some ways that's the system that we have designed for ourselves. We have said if you're injured, then you sue to recover for that. And to be honest, it's often not the individual who's choosing to make that decision. It's their insurance company. It's their health insurer. When we buy health insurance, we sign over our right to sue in our own name should we be injured. So if we're not the one paying the bills actually to treat ourselves, we've handed over that right. And it's, you know, and then the farmer's expected to have insurance too. So we're all swapping money or, you know, it's going from one pocket to the other, and this is the system we have made for ourselves. We don't have this is how we pay for health care. This is how we manage our legal obligations. So I guess I'm a little bit, touch of fatalism there about it. If we wanted to change that, it certainly would be within our power, but this is the way we've set it up.
How do you see the influence of drones as we move ahead in the future? It appears to me that dairy farmers and truck farmers, people who are growing vast amounts of corn, beans, that sort of thing, will use drones to apply. They're not going to plant with drones, but they'll certainly have spraying done, spraying cattle, spraying crops. So what are the legal areas? It seems to me this is wide open country because the drones are so new. Yeah, do you know any farmers that are actually using drones?
I have heard of it. I don't know any farmers personally who are using drones, but it is a hot legal subject. A lot of people are talking about it. What can we do with drones? How can it be more effective? And then what are the rights that a person should have to stop drones from coming onto their property? It's uncharted territory at this point.
All right. And what sort of do you advise clients? Yeah, go ahead, go get a drone and use it because it's less expensive or hire one. Or would you say better stay away from it until everything is clear?
That's a good question. I have to admit, my clients are not the types that would be considering a drone anyways because they just don't have that kind of kind of acreage or scale of production. Mm-hmm. I focus on those who sell direct to consumer, so we're generally at a smaller scale. If I had a client bring that issue up to me, I would say, oh boy, we're way outside my area of expertise. Better talk to someone else.
Yeah. So the most common, how would you spend your day? Describe a typical day and the kinds of cases that you're working on right now.
You know, these days I've been focusing a bit on processing regulations. We're talking here about a regulatory heavy world. You know, you've got some poultry. You would like to slaughter them, prepare them for market. What can you do? What can you not do? What are all the limitations on that? Farmers are the most creative people I know, and they're always coming up with new ways to acquire equipment together, share labor in processing, developing new marketing entities, especially as the direct-to-consumer market explodes these days. But the regulations weren't designed with these goals in mind, and we are trying to figure out how government will interpret some of these regulations, how the creativity of the farmer can be encouraged and supported while the government tries to do its job in protecting, you know.
But, you've got a cynic here. I don't think the government is in business to protect me at all. I'm not even sure it's in business to protect the public at large. I think it's just in business to sustain itself, and thus we have all the problems that we do. That's just me and my cynical overview. But I am happy to have your expertise here, giving people an idea of where to go to get legal help for some of these issues. So it's farmcommons.org, farmcommons.org, to reach out to Rachel and see if she might be able to help you if you have some legal problems. Thank you very much, Rachel. A pleasure to meet you and have you here on The American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The world of farming, agriculture, food, and your choices. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about, putting perspective on this for these issues for a lot of different people, a lot of different interests. It is straight from my heart, maybe straight from my stomach, depending on how good the strawberries are at this time of year. Now, this comment. As a lot of you are certainly aware, the climate and weather changing, always in flux. The rate of change in climate conditions and severe weather events that we seem to be seeing this year and in the last few years seems beyond what previous generations have had to face. Now, I'm not one who was around during the Dust Bowl era of the drought and the conditions that were coincidental to the collapse of the stock market, the 29 crash, things that happened in our country that were just horrible, that we all had to, well, our ancestors had to face. Are we going in that direction now? I don't know. And you don't either. There are those people, though, in the news media that would have you believe that Armageddon is coming, the end of the world, Chicken Little, yada, 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 because there is a noticeable change this year. I'm a farmer in the Northeast. I will tell you that there is a drought, not severe, but not good. We are not getting as much rain by a long shot as we need. Corn's not growing well. As a matter of fact, I decided not to even plant a field of corn. By the time I got to it, it was too late, and I figured if I put it in the ground, it was going to just sit there, because I planted some other things, and they just haven't grown. A couple of hay fields I had to reseed, and nothing's happening with them at all. Now, maybe eventually the seed will begin to mature and grow once we get the cooler weather. But what I'm suggesting here is there are a lot of challenges that affect us all. The impact on those of us who farm every day, the stress, the heat. I know working my farm today will be 95 degrees. We'll be baling. And then I think to myself, okay, I remember plenty of times being on the baler. I can remember baling hay using a Farmall Super M and one of my old international balers on the side of a hill. I was by myself, probably 20, maybe more, even actually, let me see how far, maybe 35 years ago. It was 118 degrees. It was the hottest. The only other time I've been that hot was down in Belize for a radio broadcast I did in the 1980s. It was something. But the heat that day was beyond anything that I ever imagined. The heat coming off the field and off the tractor. And I was baling hay. And was it pleasant? No. Was there a drought that year? Yes. What happened, what I remember about the drought that year, and we have them, you know, this is the worst year it's been for quite a while, the pests and the weed pressures, because the weeds will grow even when there's no moisture. I can see that in the fields that I planted. Weeds are coming up great. Have I got any grass growing? No. And that's part of what we are faced with. But is this worse because of climate change? Are we as farmers being put under increasing pressure because we as farmers and we as Americans and we as citizens of the world, according to some, have ruined the atmosphere? I don't buy into that at all. I think that we've not helped it any, but I think it's part of the continuum. It's part of what's next. So what do we do to increase our resilience? What do we do to deal with the extreme weather conditions and energy costs, that sort of thing? Are we using our heads? I think that you had to make decisions based on whatever future scenarios you can come up with. Pretty complex. And it's muddled even more by trying to discern between long-term climate shifts, possibly normal weather variability. What do we do? What do we plant in this field? What do we plant over there? How long will it last? That sort of thing. And I just wonder, the reason this program is about finding solutions to problems. So what I'm going to do is tell you what I've done. You can always respond to me. Doug@DougStefan.com is a good place for you to send any sort of connection. In the future, as things change, the kinds of crops that you grow will have an increase between now and the next 30 years, about 2 degrees, it would appear. There will be a lot of rainfall. There will be a lot of drought. It's just going to be different. But if you look back the last 100 years, the last 300 years, you see the same sort of thing has happened. The flooding you got to deal with, the drought intermittently you have to deal with, the heat stress. And so what is being done in the seed area is that seeds are becoming stronger, more resistant to things. You can get that in, I'm not talking about Roundup Ready stuff. I'm talking about open pollinated seed. But just think ahead. Plan ahead. That's my advice to you. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.